USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James, reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.